The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 12, text number 15. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on December 13th, 2012, in Rose Hill, Mauritius.
Everyone repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yasman no vichaloko lokan no vijate chaya Harshamarsha bayod vegair mukta yat satchame priyaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. He by whom no one is put into difficulty, and who is not disturbed by anyone, who is equipoised in happiness and distress, fear and anxiety, is very dear to me. Purport. A few of a devotee's qualifications are further being described. No one is put into difficulty, anxiety, fearfulness, or dissatisfaction by such a devotee. Such a devotee is kind to everyone. He does not act in a way to put others into anxiety. And at the same time, if others try to put a devotee into anxiety, he is not disturbed. It is by the grace of the Lord that he is so practiced that he is not disturbed by any outward disturbance. Actually, because a devotee is always engrossed in Krishna consciousness and engaged in devotional service, such material circumstances cannot move him. Generally, a materialistic person becomes very happy when there is something for his sense gratification in his body. But when he sees that others have something for their sense gratification and he hasn't, he is sorry and envious. When he is expecting some retaliation from an enemy, he is in a state of fear. And when he cannot successfully execute something, he becomes dejected. A devotee who is always transcendental to all these disturbances is very dear to Krishna. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. This is a wonderful description of the pure devotee of Krishna. How he's not disturbed by anything in this material world. He's not affected by the material world because his happiness is based on his loving relationship with Krishna. And that loving relationship with Krishna does not depend on any material situation. A neophyte devotee in Krishna consciousness thinks that my external situation is very important. It's like one boy, he joined the temple, he became a brahmachari. And then he was thinking, well, now I can't have a girlfriend because I'm a brahmachari. Better to get married, I can have a girlfriend. So he got married, but he's thinking, now I'm stuck with this woman. He's thinking, better I should be a sannyasi. So he wrote Prabhupada, and Prabhupada didn't like his attitude very much. He told him, your anxiety is due to your lack of Krishna consciousness. It's not the situation, the external situation. So our tendency in material life is to be very much affected by the external situation. If something externally is nice, we become very happy. If it's not nice, we become very unhappy. But this is material consciousness. Material consciousness means to be affected by the external situation. A devotee finds his happiness within, in his relationship with Krishna. But what if the devotee doesn't find that? That means the devotee has not actually established his relationship with Krishna. He's only making a show of being a devotee. So we have to actually reestablish our relationship with Krishna. That Krishna, I'm your eternal servant. We have to be very serious and pray to Krishna in that way. Personally establish our relationship with Him. My dear Lord, now I'm your servant. We have to sincerely pray to Krishna. And every day we can reaffirm that by this Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What does that mean? My dear Lord and my dear energy, the Lord, please engage me in your service. The chanting should not just be on the lips. It should be from the heart. Krishna can see through our lip service. He wants to see the genuine calling of the heart. That's what Krishna wants to see. So if you will actually call out to Krishna from your heart, begging Him, please, my dear Lord, please, energy of the Lord, Radharani, please engage me in your service. If that prayer comes sincerely from the heart, Krishna will reciprocate and He will actually bring you closer and closer to Him. And as you become close to Krishna, you will feel great happiness and satisfaction just on the basis of that. No, nothing material required. Nothing. Simply that loving relationship with Krishna is the only requirement for happiness. So this is how a person, as described in this verse, can be absolutely unaffected by the material dualities. Because happiness is not based on the material situation. He's not afraid of anything because he always knows Krishna will protect me. In any situation, he feels completely happy having taken complete shelter of the Lord. So we simply depend on Krishna, then we have nothing to worry. In any situation, Krishna will take very good care. There's one story in Bengal. There was one kingdom, a Vaishnava kingdom. It was being attacked by some enemy. And it was a very small kingdom. They did not have sufficient means to defend themselves against this enemy. And so they figured there's nothing we can do. So the king said, forget, don't worry, we'll just do kirtan. and depend on Krishna, that's all. Forget it, we'll just do kirtan. So all night they were doing the kirtan, and then they heard there were some big cannons, you see. And they heard these cannons going off like machine gun. The cannons were going off like machine gun. Boom, 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 boom. And they got up in the morning, they saw that the enemies had been completely shot dead. Every enemy was dead. And the deity room smelled of gunpowder. They went in the altar and they smelled gunpowder. The deities had picked up the cannons and they had shot all the enemies dead. The deities had actually fought and killed all the attacking army. They were completely wiped out, you see. All the devotees did, but they had kirtan. They figured there's nothing we can do. We're outnumbered. We're outgunned. It's all over. Let's just do kirtan and go back to Godhead. So all you have to do really is take shelter of Krishna in every situation. It also happened, my wife and I, we were Vishnu Priya Devi Dasi sitting here. We were coming back from North Texas. We had gone out for, we lived in Dallas at the time. We were going out for some preaching. And a big blizzard came. You don't have blizzards here. Snowstorms. A big snowstorm blew in North Texas. And there was snow everywhere. Just snow everywhere. And we were driving down the highway, and because so many cars were on the highway, it cleared the snow off because of so much traffic. But if you tried to get off the highway, you couldn't do it. We saw any cars who tried to leave the highway, they got stranded in the off-ramp. They got stuck in the snow. So there's nothing you could do except keep driving. But then we were running out of gas and what to do. But then there was one gas station right on the road where you didn't have to exit. It was right on the road. So we got enough gas and we were driving back through this blizzard to Dallas, Texas. And finally we reached the outskirts of Dallas and we're thinking, well, now we're home free. Everything is good. There's a Sunday love feast happening at the temple. So let's take a shortcut. That was the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. Let's take this shortcut instead of going on the freeway. I know a shortcut on the county road. I don't know why I thought that, but it was a big mistake. So we got on that little county road, and it had banks on each side. It dropped off like this on each side, one point in the road. And we got to that part of the road. It was pure ice. In our car, we were driving like this, you see, driving down the road. We did a 270-degree spin. That means the car went like this. We were driving this way, it went like this. Boom. And we went flying backwards off the road into the through the air, off the bank. And it was a big drop-off. And Mataji and I knew this is it. Our lives are over. It's finished. She was going Hare Krishna and I was going Nisringa Bhagavan or Nisringadeva, one of the two. I was calling on the Nisringadeva at the top of my lungs and she was yelling Hare Krishna at the top of her lungs. And we would have been killed when the impact, we were sure it was all over, you know. We had just a little tiny Toyota, one of those early Toyotas, just a little tin can. Didn't offer any protection. But there was so much snow. The snow acted like a pillow and it completely cushioned our impact. We landed in a pillow, our car landed in a pillow of snow. And there was not a scratch on the car. We didn't bang our heads on the windshield. Nothing was even hurt. We had Radha Damodar with us in the car. They weren't thrown anyway. Everything was perfectly situated, like nothing had even happened, except we were stuck in the bottom of the ditch. But some people came by and they helped us. They jumped out of a van, about 12 people, and they helped us get back on the road. And we were okay. We made it back in time for the Sunday love feast. But the point is, What could you do? All we could do was call out to Krishna. I mean, there was nothing we could do. When you go into a spin like that, you can't turn the wheel. It was useless. Anything, I couldn't control the car. We were just in the hands of Krishna. What could we do? So we just said, Krishna, okay. Nisringadev, Hare Krishna. And we were okay, you see. So it's stated in the Vedic wisdom, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. You see? If Krishna wants to kill you, nobody can protect you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, nobody can kill you. So devotee's mood is, Krishna, you can take me whenever you want, because this body is yours. It's your choice. If you want to take me right now while I'm giving this lecture, I don't mind. You see? That's the mood of a devotee. He's willing to go because Krishna, this life is your property. When you want me to leave and go to serve you in a different place, I'm ready immediately. At any time, you just take me whenever you want. That's the mood of a devotee. You see? So he's fearless. Death can come at any time. I don't mind. Take me whenever you want, my Lord. Take me right now if you want. It's fine. You see? Or if you want me to stay, it's up to you. So a devotee simply puts himself in the hands of Krishna. And therefore he becomes completely fearless. And when you become completely fearless, you become completely happy. You see, if you're in a state of fear, you can't be happy. You're miserable when you're in a state of fear. But if you're fearless, then you can be happy in every situation. So if you will take shelter of Krishna, are they writing a question? Okay. If you will take shelter of Krishna by regularly chanting his holy names, especially in the morning hours, especially on japa mala beads, and you offer all of your food to Krishna and don't eat any food unless it's Krishna prasadam, you will make very nice advancement on the pathway to pure Krishna bhakti. So I can ask now if there's the questions, you can bring them forward. Okay, the first question is, how can we feel the presence of Krishna in everyday life? Well, the first thing you have to understand is Krishna is present. That's the first thing. If you don't have faith that he's present, how you can ever feel that he's present? The first thing is you have to have faith that Krishna is present. That's stated in the Brahma Samhita, that Krishna is present in each and every one of the atoms that are scattered throughout the entire universe at one and the same time. So Krishna is fully present. So how do you feel his presence? That is by love. When you offer food to Krishna, you can just mechanically put it there, like a machine. You won't feel Krishna's presence. But do you understand, Krishna is present. Let me offer to him with love these foodstuffs. The point is, if you will chant with love, if you will offer your food with love, then you will feel Krishna's presence. It's a simple thing. If you serve Krishna with love, you will feel his presence. We understand that some people attain Svarga, heavenly planets. Who comes to bring them to the heavenly planets? The Vishnu Dutas or the Yama Dutas? Through some other arrangements? Well, I don't know. It's not very important we don't want to go there. I don't know. I'm sure there's some arrangement. Maybe they come in a heavenly airplane to pick you up. I can't say. Okay, people in Mauritius think that they can enjoy in this lifetime, eat, enjoy, and take to Krishna consciousness in their next life. Do they become devotees in their next birth? If you want to simply eat, enjoy, and take to Krishna consciousness in your next life, you won't get the chance. If you have the chance now, you should take it. Otherwise, if you just don't want to eat and enjoy, you'll become an animal in your next birth. You won't be a human being. If you think Krishna consciousness is good, then you should take to it now. Because there's no guarantee you'll be a human being in your next birth. So take the Krishna consciousness now. That is intelligence. Life is becoming more and more difficult in this age of Kali Yuga. Everything is so expensive to raise a family. If all people do only kirtan, how will they sustain their family? No, you do kirtan in the morning and the evening, and the rest of the day you work hard. We don't say to do only kirtan, to quit your job and just do kirtan. Did we ever tell you to quit your job and do kirtan? Did Krishna tell Arjuna not to do kirtan and not fight the battle? This is not our philosophy. We don't tell you to quit your job and do kirtan. We say do kirtan in the morning and the evening. It's called the transcendental sandwich. Kirtan in the morning, kirtan in the evening. Work hard for Krishna the whole day. That's what we say. We never say quit your job and do kirtan. Young children are so materialistic. They can't even hear about prayers and religion. They only want to play, spend time with friends, surf on the internet. How can their parents bring their children to Krishna consciousness? Well, you parents have to become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness. That's the key. Yet Krishna confirms this in chapter 3, text 21 of the Gita. Yad yada chavati shrestas tattareve charojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, the entire world pursues. So you parents have to become acharyas. You have to become ideal examples of Krishna consciousness, and then your kids will follow you automatically. You can't blame your kids. Your kids are a product of you. You made your kids what they are. If they're not Krishna consciousness, it means you weren't a good example for them. So now you become a very good example. You see, and then the kids will follow automatically. Can you explain the importance of observing Ekadashi? Yes, Ekadashi, during Ekadashi, the grains, sin takes residence in the grains on Ekadashi, so one must avoid taking grains. And the more you can increase your Krishna consciousness, there is great benefit. The Ekadashi magnifies whatever bhakti you do. So it's a very good day to eat less and to chant more. Material possessions are a handicap in spiritual advancement. How to do away with the same? Well, whatever you... material possessions used in Krishna's service are not bad. It's not that you have to give away everything material, but you whatever you can use for Krishna, that you keep. If something cannot be used for Krishna, that you give up. We devotees of Sri Krishna often get the feeling that we are all happy with Krishna, that's all. That once we are all are happy with Krishna, that's all. But what about service to the less fortunate? Should it not be our duty to go towards, instead of waiting for them to come to us, of which there is no guarantee? Yeah, a Krishna conscious person cannot tolerate to see other people suffering. If you're only thinking of your own salvation, you're what's called a kanishta adhikari. You're not very advanced in Krishna consciousness, and you, such a person, cannot really attract Krishna either. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So one should be very eager to give Krishna to everyone. That is the secret of how to get Krishna, more and more Krishna consciousness. Okay, I spend all of my life in praying, and yet up to now I am not successful in life. So how many hours a day do you actually spend praying? I mean, be honest. How many hours a day do you spend praying? That's my first question. They say they spend all their day, but how much, really be honest with me, how many hours a day do you spend praying? Sitting down and just being deeply absorbed in prayer. And what are you praying for? Are you praying for material things? Are you praying for pure bhakti? If you're praying for material things, then your prayer is not liberating you from this material existence. Your prayer is not helping you advance in Krishna consciousness. If you're actually praying for pure bhakti and you're praying 24 hours a day, then you're already successful. So if they're not finding success, it means they have not been properly fixed in Krishna consciousness. Krishna guarantees in the Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Parta Dhanurdhanaha, Tatta Shivajayo Bhutir, Dhruva Nitir Matirmama. Wherever there is Krishna, actually it is Sanjaya speaking. He says, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. So, if you're not victorious in your life, it means you haven't properly fixed yourself in Krishna consciousness. You're not praying in the right mood, nor are you praying enough. Sometimes I feel boring in praying, thinking that God is forgetting me in life. Yeah, that means you're asking for material things. Your prayers are not pure. You're praying to God for your material things. If one is actually praying in the mood of pure bhakti, then he will feel the Lord's presence with him at every minute, and he'll never become bored. What is a blizzard? A blizzard is a snowstorm, a very heavy snowstorm. The wind is howling, and snow is falling everywhere, and it's so thick you can get trapped in it and die. That's a blizzard. People, sometimes their car gets stuck and they can't go anywhere, and they run the engine till they stay warm, and then the gas runs out and they freeze to death. Actually, in northern U.S., they have warnings in the north, what to do if you're in a blizzard. They have to have special blankets in case they get trapped. They can crawl in special blankets so they don't freeze to death. It can be very dangerous in northern U.S. and Canada. It can be very dangerous to be trapped in a blizzard if you're out on the highway. You can be killed just by the cold. How to keep away from evil thinking while you're in the mood of Krishna consciousness. Actually, if you're Krishna conscious, no evil will enter. There's no room for it. If evil is coming in, that means you're not Krishna conscious. You have to increase your Krishna consciousness, and then no dirty, lusty, angry, greedy, or illusion thoughts can enter your brain. What are the benefits of chanting the holy name? There are unlimited benefits. You become peaceful, you become happy, you become full of compassion, you achieve your eternal identity as Krishna's servant. There's unlimited benefits. Why do we do Guru Puja? Krishna says in the Adi Purana, Ye me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta state janaha, mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna, son of Prita, the one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. You want to show Krishna that you're really his devotee? Then you have to worship his devotee, the spiritual master. If you don't worship Guru, Krishna will not accept your bhakti. So it's very important. You have to worship Guru if you want to be accepted by Krishna as being a devotee. Sometimes people say that religion is a matter of faith. If you have faith, then God exists in your mind fully. It is a way to escape the intricacies of life. What is your opinion? Religion is a matter of faith. In other words, God doesn't really exist, but you imagine that he exists, and that gets you through life with the idea that someone is there to protect you. These atheistic ideas are actually preposterous. They're ridiculous. The atheistic philosophy is that the universe came out of nothing. There's no origin. That's the atheistic philosophy. Everything came out of nothing. But where is there any proof, any scientific evidence you can get anything out of nothing? You understand my point? This atheistic idea is not scientific. There's no proof. Show me one example when a scientist took nothing and got something out of it. There is no example in the history of science. We have a chemistry teacher here. Have you ever taken an empty test tube and gotten some chemicals out of it? Huh? You ever taken an empty test tube, gotten some chemicals? No. You can't get something out of nothing. So the atheists say it all came out of nothing. But that's baloney. It's nonsense. It's rubbish. They say that everything came out of nothing. There is something that everything came out of. There is an original substance. And that's described in the Brahma Samhita. Maya hi yasya jagadandi sasan maya hi yasya jagadandi shatandi shute. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is the original substantive principle. You see, Krishna is the original substance. So there has to be some original substance, and that is God. You see. So religion is not a matter of faith. Religion is science. Religion means to understand there is a source for existence. That's where I've come from, and I need to connect myself with that source, you see. It's like if you come from a family and you disconnect from your family, you become very unhappy. But if you reconnect with your family, then you become happy, you see. So in the same way, if you disconnect yourself from that original father, that original source, you cannot be happy. But if you reconnect with him, then you become happy. So religion is scientific. It's not simply a matter of faith. The atheism is a matter of faith. They blindly believe that everything came out of nothing. Atheism is faith. Religion is science. You understand? To understand the existence of God and to reestablish a relationship with God, that is scientific. It is not simply religious faith. Atheism is faith. Science is religion. Religion is science. So, God does exist. God is the source of everything. We all come from him. And if you reconnect with him, your life will become absolutely divine, absolutely wonderful. You won't have no one left to tell you. You'll experience it yourself firsthand. So just, if you don't believe it, chant Hare Krishna with love and take prasadam and see the result. That's all. I challenge you, any atheists here tonight or all the atheists in the universe. I challenge you to chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam for 6 months with an open mind and see what the result is. You give up your stupid, ridiculous atheism for something for less intelligent fools. In Mauritius, there is a popular saying that service to man is service to God. So many people feel that being a good human being is the best prayer of all. No need to follow any religion. God is like the root of everything. Just like the root of the tree. And we are like the people, like the leaves and branches. So, By watering the leaves and branches of the tree, do you nourish the tree? No. You nourish the tree by watering the root. That's how you nourish the tree. So if you just try to serve man, then what do? They kill the cow. Isn't it? They say, I've served man, and they go to McDonald's. I'm serving humanity. In the U.S., they have what's called the Humane Society, the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And where do the employees go for lunch? They go to McDonald's. It's so hypocritical, you see. It's so hypocritical. If you actually love God, then you will serve everyone naturally. But if you say, we will serve everybody except for God, that's nonsense. We don't want to serve God. We'll just serve man. But isn't God part of everyone? Why are you discriminating against God? Actually, God is the most important person. It's like going to some kingdom and say, well, I'll serve all the citizens, but I won't serve the king. What sort of a what sort of position do you have in that kingdom? I will serve the citizens, but I won't serve the king. What will the king think of you? He'll think you're trying to take over and become the new king. That's what he'll think. You can be in trouble, you see. So they want to serve man, but they don't want to serve God. This is nonsense. Does the chanting of the Maha Mantra decrease our past sinful activities, karma? Yes. The more you chant, the more you become pure. Your past karma is wiped away. Can we drink milk from cows which are being mistreated and whose babies are being slaughtered? Is it not sinful? The mistreatment of cows is certainly sinful. But to take their milk and offer to Krishna is a great blessing for those poor beasts. And the proof is Prabhupada himself was drinking such milk. First of all, we require milk. Do you have milk here in this country? You do, okay. I know in Bali they don't have milk. Except they don't have cows there. But actually, cow's milk, according to Ayurveda, is essential for developing proper brain to understand higher philosophy. We require milk, cow's milk, to develop proper understanding of Vedic philosophy, develop our brains. We require milk. So, any milk products are good, especially hot milk, but all milk, yogurt, sandesh, rasagula, ice cream, cheesecake, all of these milk products are actually good for our brains. So, it's essential, Prabhupada explains, it's essential that we have milk in our diet. So that means we should have our own farms so these poor cows don't get mistreated. Devotees should have their own cows, their own farms, so we can have ahimsa milk. But if it's not available, what we can do? Then we have to take this milk because we require the milk. I normally drink milk. Right now I'm getting over a cold, I'm not taking, but I normally take milk. Every day I take milk. This milk is very essential for our developing proper brain tissues. So, Prabhupada himself took the milk from the slaughterhouse, cow. He never told us we couldn't do it. He himself did it. So we can understand from the pure devotee what's proper and what's improper. At the same time, he told us we should start our own farms. So that's the ideal thing. The second best is you take the milk from these poor cows, you offer to Krishna, those cows will become blessed. Should we accept prasadam offered to the demigods? No. Should we accept prasadam offered to Krishna by a non-devotee who does not chant the Hare Krishna mantra? That depends. If you go to some home and you're training the people how to become Krishna conscious and they're not really practicing yet, but you want to train them how to practice it, you say, okay, now I'm going to teach you all how to offer food to Krishna and how to cook for Krishna. You see? Then you could accept, because they're under your guidance, they're taking training from you. You've gone to some home And you teach them how to cook and offer to Krishna. Then you could take such prasadam. A guru is a human being. Should we worship a human being? If he's a guru, yes, you should, because that's the Vedic system. Some lady, who her son became a devotee, she was not a devotee. And she came to the temple, she said, she was telling Prabhupada, like there was something wrong, you know, they're all worshiping you. She was finding some fault. They're all worshiping you. Prabhupada said, yes, that is the system. I worship my spiritual master. That is the system. You worship the spiritual master is a good representative of God. That is the system. That's how you show Krishna that you're sincere about being his devotee, because Krishna says, worship my devotee. That's the order of Krishna. It is said that God is supreme, a point of light. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagananda sute. Let's see. What is the next line? Yasya prabha prabhavato jagananda sute. Desha mahiha deshu deshu de. Tad brahma nishkalam anantam asheshu bhutam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose effulgence is the source of the non-differentiated Brahman, being differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane world, whose external potency. Who is differentiated from the infinity of glories of the mundane world as the indivisible, limitless, infinite truth. So there is that conception of God as a point of light, you see. The non-differentiated Brahman, you see, it is called. There is that conception of God. But that is the effulgence of God. That is that. That non-different, that point of light is from the effulgence of Krishna's body. That is not the original form of God. That is a manifestation coming from the original form of God. So any other questions? Well, if we've run out of questions, we can stop here then. I'm very happy to hear that you all are coming. How many of you are coming regularly to this program? Raise your hand, you're coming regularly here to this Namahat. Anyone? There's one, two, don't be shy. Three, any of the men? Four, good. Five, there's another, very good. Thank you very much. It's to come regularly to these programs is very, very important. Because association will either hold us back in spiritual life or it will propel us forward in spiritual life. So by coming together to these programs and associating with devotees, you are being propelled forward on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. So we thank you all very much for your participation in our program and especially for coming tonight. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
His Grace Shankar Shandas Nikari Maharaj Ki Jai.